Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the ninth day of the year, Tavshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Soita Perek Revi'i, Mishnah Aleph. Arusa v'shameres yavam, a woman who's received kiddushin only. They're not living together, she's still at home. V'shameres yavam, and a woman who is waiting for the brother of her deceased husband, who left no children, to do the mitzvah of yibum to her. To live with her. And both of these have had, and the Yovam, the brother-in-law, warned her not to be seen with another man. And she was. She had the kinui and stira. She had warning and was stira. And the same thing with the case of the Arusa. The Arusa, we're talking about a case where the Orus, the man who gave a kiddushin, warned her not to be the other man. Loi shoisos. They will never get to drink the waters. The Torah excludes them from the din of a seita, as we'll soon see in our Mishnah why. V'loi notlis k'suba, but they do not get a k'suba. And the reason they don't get a k'suba, they can't stay with married anymore. But the kinui and the stira, the actual warning and the seclusion that she went with another man, causes herself to be osa to her husband. And similarly, the case of the yavama causes her to be osa for the yavam. Now, the consequences of an arusa sinning is adultery. That's very serious. I mean, she can get killed for that if there was witnesses. But what's the problem if a shomeres yavam sinned? If a shomeres yavam, a woman who's waiting for the brother-in-law to perform the act of yibum to marry her, if she goes with another man in the meantime, even though it's osur, it's forbidden for her to do that. But if she did, and she went with another man, she can come back to the Yavam still. Nevertheless, the Yavam is able to give her kinnis, is still able to warn her. And he can say, look, I do not want to have a woman who is a prutza, who is a woman who goes with other men. And therefore, if she did go with another man, she caused she made her own reason that she's also to me, and therefore she loses the ksuba. How do we know this? If we look at the beginning of Parsha Sota, it says, "Daberel b'nei Yisrael ve'amarta lehem ish ish kisiste ishto yomol v'mol." Any man whose wife goes astray and violates the trust that she has to have in him, the Chachamim come and tell us this includes even the Arusa and the Shemeres Yavam. Both of them, they still get warned by the husband or by the respective Yavam, and if they've been seen in hiding, they become osa. The arusa to her husband, the shemeres yavam to her yavam. They both, the arusa of course will need a get because she's an eishes ish, and the yavama will need chalitza, but they don't get iksuba. Now, what's the reason that they don't get to drink? Why can't they go that one step further to drink from the waters of the sota? Shenamar, because it says in the parsha of the sota, Asher tiste isha tachas isha. When a woman goes astray, tachas isha, instead of her husband. Tachas isha is understood to mean she's already been with her husband. They've already been intimate to her. They've already lived together. And therefore, these two cases in our Mishnah are excluded. Pratla arusa v'shemeres yavam, says the Mishnah. This therefore excludes the case of an arusa v'shemeres yavam. Why? Because they haven't been with their husbands yet. Or they haven't lived together. Almana l'kohen gadol. Now the Mishnah tells us another halacha. An almana, a widow, who got married to a kohen gadol, which he was never allowed to. They were never allowed to do. A kohen gadol cannot marry a widow, as it says in Parshas Amor. Grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedit, a divorcee or a woman who had chalutza, who was married to an ordinary kohen. A ordinary kohen is allowed to marry a widow, but not a grusha, a chalutza, not a divorcee. Or mamzeres unasinul Yisrael, a Yisrael who married sinfully, he married as a mamzeres unasinul. Mamzeres, of course, is forbidden to any normal Jewish man who was born Jewish. And a nasina is one of those who came from the Gibeonites, and they pretended that they were from the land. They pretended that they come from far away, and they converted. But David HaMelech made a gezerah that they cannot be married to the Jewish girls. So a nesina got married to a Jewish boy, a nesina to Israel. And here you had a case where these forbidden marriages were done. Or Bas Yisrael, who was married to Mamzer Nosin. This is the other way around. This is the Jewish girl got married to a Mamzer or to a Nosin. In all these cases, since the marriage was done the Isur, it was done under prohibited circumstances, if the husband gave her a warning and she went into stira, she went into seclusion, lo shaisas, they won't go through again with drinking the bitter waters. Why not? Because the Torah only will make a soita go through to the drinking if she was a woman who was fit to be married. We learn that because it says, kisis ishish kisiste ishtoi. When a man's wife will go astray, ishto means a woman who was meant to be married to her, who was allowed to be married to her, to exclude these cases where there are suras. And therefore, they cannot go through with the drinking of it. What happens? They leave their husbands, of course, and v'lo notles ksuba. They don't get their ksuba. Why? Normally, if there wasn't a warning and they didn't go into seclusion, then yes, they would have to leave their marriage because they're forbidden marriages, but they'd get a ksuba at the end because he's just as guilty as her. It takes two people to make an improper marriage. But in our Mishnah, we're talking about a soita. We're talking about a woman who was warned, went into seclusion, and even though the marriage, and because the marriage initially was an incorrect marriage, they can't go through with the soita, but it's her fault because she started off the problem by going into seclusion with another man after being warned, so she won't get the ksuba. Mishnah base. This Mishnah is going to teach us about soitas who will not get to drink the waters and they leave their husbands. They have to leave their husband, they have to leave the marriage because they're forbidden. But as far as the ksuba is concerned, they don't have the same law. We're going to see that some of them do get the ksuba, some don't. Says the Mishnah further, Mishnah base. Ve'elu lo shoses v'lo menotles ksuba. The following women, the following sotas, not only will not drink the water, but also will not get the ksuba, because they brought they got themselves into trouble. Ha'emeres tmeyani, a woman who says, she admits her guilt. She had warning, she went into seclusion, and she says, that's it, leave me alone, I'm Tame, I sinned the other man. She's immediately asura to her husband. She'll have to leave the marriage, but she won't get a ksuba. V'sheba'ola edim shetme, or if witnesses came and said that she was Tame, that she had sinned. They saw that she was on there. V'ha'emeres eni shoisa, or a woman who says, I don't want to drink. This is before the Megillah, before the name of Hashem was blotted out. Even though she doesn't agree that she was Tamei, nevertheless, all these cases, they don't get to drink, and they will leave their husbands without a ksuba, as for the same reason that we said. She brought herself into this problem by having stira with a man. But, in contrast, the Mishnah continues, Omer Baila Eini Mashka. What happens if the husband says, I don't want to give her to drink? The woman's ready, prepared to drink, but the husband says, I'm not going to go through with this. Or maybe the husband lived with her on the road to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Yerushalayim, to the Beis Din HaGadol, to the High Court. And the husband lived with her, he slept with her, and he was forbidden to do so. He's not allowed to do that once she's a sota. In these cases, noteles ksubasa, she will get her ksuba, v'lo shesa, even though she won't drink. But she doesn't lose the ksuba because she's prepared to go through with it. The husband is the one who's causing her not to drink in this case. Or the husband sinned with her on the road to the Beis Din, and therefore she can't be held responsible alone for not drinking the water. We don't go through with it. The borders won't have any effect if the husband has sinned. Now we come to a case where there's a machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Mesu ba'alehen ad shaloi shasu. What happens if the husbands died before they got to drink? You have sotas who were prepared and fit to drink the waters, but they didn't get a chance to give to drink before the husband died. So what happens now? It's not her fault. It's not his fault. Does she get a ksuba or not? Beis Shammai yomrim notles ksuba. Beis Shammai says she gets the ksuba. V'lo shoses, and she doesn't get to drink. As the Torah says, v'hevi hoishis ishto, the man has to bring his wife. He's not here. He can't. He's dead. Or Beisil, I remember, she says, Beisil agree, of course, she doesn't get to drink for the same reason, but Velonot les ksuba. Beis Hillel say they don't get the ksuba. What's the reason for the machlokes? Why? The Gemara explains as follows. The Beis Shammai are of the opinion that a shtar, a debt, which is there to collect, it's considered as if it's collected. If you have a shtar choiv, if you have a debt that someone owes you, and it's mortgages, there's a mortgage over properties, then the owner of that shtar, the person who is the lender, it's considered as if he's already got those properties. And therefore, in our case, the woman who is the creditor, she's the one who holds the lion over the lien over the properties of the husband for Uksuba. It's considered as if she's already got it. So therefore, the husband who wants to get out of paying the Uksuba, he's the one who's the moitzi mechavero. He's the one who wants to take the money back, so to speak. It's as if she's already got the Uksuba because she's got a lien on the properties. He's the one who has to prove that she deserves the Uksuba. Well, they can't prove it. They can't go through with the drinking. So she gets a ksuba. Beis Hillel, however, of the opinion that a shtar ha'omed legavoy is eina kegavoy, that a loan that's there ready to collect is not considered collected. And even though she's got a lien or a mortgage over the husband's properties for the towards the ksuba, it doesn't matter. Until she's collected it, it's in the property of the husband. She is seen as the moitzi. She is seen as the one who wants to demand and claim it from the husband, and therefore the onus of proof is upon her. She can't prove it. Husband died. They can't go through with the drinking, so she won't get the ksuba because of the suffolk. Maybe she didn't sin. Maybe she's innocent.